Last year, singer Becca Stevens caught the ears of critics with a striking song she wrote for trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusire called Our Basement.
And now I'm higher than the streetlights fading on beneath the night sky's blue.
The angular melody and dark harmonies intrigued and enchanted listeners. The song turned up on Best of 2014 lists by Pop Matters and NPR Music. Now the Becca Stevens Band is showing its own stuff with a new album, Perfect Animal.
I wanna hold every moment in my own hands. Feel every breath that I've taken. Love you the way that I know I can.
Becca Stevens joins us from our New York Bureau. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, what's The Perfect Animal? Why that title?
Well, the track that you just played is called Imperfect Animals, which is a song that I wrote about striving for perfection in art and relationships and stuff like that, even though you know that it's not something that's totally possible or necessary. And then I went with a spin on that title for the title of the record, Perfect Animal, because to me the album in itself was an example of that experience.
Clarify.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the end, even with all of its twists and turns and blood, sweat, and tears and hard work, I think it ended up being exactly how it was meant to be. So, in the end, it was my perfect animal.
Our love, our love is a crop that's sleeping. Sleeping. Walk me to the yard. Yard and we'll see what it means. We'll dig in the dirt and pull up the weeds. We keep it asleep.
Now the last album was maybe more folky.
Sure.
More straightforward with instruments and sounds that sounded like live performances, things you could get out on the stage and actually play. This album, on the other hand, all those sort of your voice folded over itself over as we've just heard.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good observation. In fact, that was the intent behind those two records, Weightless. We intended to record all of the sounds exactly the way that we would play them live. And then for Perfect Animal, the idea was to really take advantage of the opportunities of the studio.
You studied jazz at the New School in New York.
That's right.
Your music today is a departure, though. It's not really jazz. What did you learn there that sort of made its way into your music?
I would say that the harmony, the study of jazz harmony, definitely had an influence on my approach to songwriting. Before I studied jazz, I had a different approach to harmony. Like even as a kid, 11 or 12 years old, when I first started playing the guitar, I would put the guitar into weird tunings and come up with my own chords and stuff. And also growing up with a musical family, we performed music in a band growing up called the Tune Mammals, and my dad always had really high quality music playing in the house, like gorgeous classical music and world music, Irish folk and Appalachian, and you know, there's really lush harmony in all of that music as well.
No season of the soul strips clear the face of God, save cold and frozen wind upon the frozen side.
Most of the songs on the album are your originals, but there are some covers of songs by Usher, Frank Ocean, Steve Winwood. Just for compare and contrast, let's listen to an original and see what you do with it. This is Steve Winwood's Higher Love.
That song came on the radio when I was in Duane Reade or something, and I mean, I'd heard it 1,000 times, but it was if I had never heard it before. I just suddenly this door flung open in my mind and I could see a way into it. At the time, I was doing some work in a correctional facility with kids doing a songwriting program. And during the breaks of the teaching, they would do this thing called getting light. Basically, they would stand in a circle and do this sort of like stomp, clap pattern, and one person would get in the middle and like solo dancing. So I started the arrangement with that stomping, clapping pattern and then would like extract parts from the original that I thought were important parts and then from there let it become my own. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh. Bring me a higher love.
On the video trailer for the album, you are scribbling at one point on a post-it that says, pull your trigger on the mixes.
Yeah, I took that little iPhone video. I was with my cousin, Miranda. She came over and to celebrate with me the very last day of sending notes to the guy who mixed the record, whose name is Matt Pence. And it was hard for me to let go of that process because it went on for so long. And then at the very end, I had to make those notes and put them on my wall as if it was like a to-do list. And so she came over and I crossed it off. And then we opened a bottle of champagne afterwards. So may we shout
and may we sing. Becca Stevens, her album with the Becca Stevens Band is called Perfect Animal. She joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Linda. May